Tonight on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we're going to be talking about episode 13 of season 3 of Daredevil, the finale. It's called A New Napkin. All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name's Matthew Carroll.
My name's Alyssa Terry.
Alyssa Terry, joining me for the finale, are you?
I did. I broke down and decided to.
Even with no episode being held over your head to get you to do the cast with me, so I'll watch it with you.
Don't tell on me.
All right, guys. We are going to talk about the finale of Daredevil. And I let's stick spoiler-free for just a second and just say what we thought of the overall season. I think this might be the best Netflix season.
I don't remember any other seasons, but I enjoyed this thoroughly.
I love Punisher, and Punisher might edge this season out, Punisher season one, but I think it's the best Daredevil season for sure.
Oh, so we're comparing it to everything else?
I was thinking all the Netflix shows. I think this might be the best season.
It's a really, really good season. It kept me on my toes. I still think that Jessica Jones season one has some staying power.
Absolutely. That's my third.
I think
in the three
it wasn't
tops.
My most enjoyable, but I like still feel like I have things to talk about.
Yeah.
So I have to rank that one like really high, but I did very much enjoy this season.
Yeah, me too. I really love this season, and I think of the Daredevil seasons, I think it's the best one because I feel like Daredevil season one and two both sort of fall off in the last half. The last episode just doesn't interest me.
Right, it falls kind of flat.
Like the resolution doesn't feel earned or something. I don't know. It just, right. I feel like the last two episodes of season one and season two, the last episode feels like they just do a physical battle at the end. Mm-hmm. And like it's been such a psychological show and such a character driven show. And then just to have them fight at the end feels weird. Right. This one ended much more satisfyingly.
Yeah.
I think it is the best Daredevil season, and Daredevil and Punisher are my two favorites, and they've always been like vying for the top, and I think this might have edged Punisher as a season of television. I think this might be better than the first season of Punisher, which is a lot to say for me.
Right.
So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It is awesome.
I'm for it. Do it.
So let's get
I kept up.
You kept up. You definitely kept up faster than Jeff. We're like 2 weeks into the show being existing, and Jeff hasn't seen it all.
What?
What a jerk.
You know what we should do?
What's that?
We should just call and spoil it on his answering machine. It's punishment.
Yes. I like it. We won't punish that. We try not to spoil things on the cast, but just spoil it for Jeff. I'm totally down. Jeff deserves the punishment. All right. So, spoiler alert, in 3, 2, 1. I don't know.
Do you have something in mind?
No, I was just getting you to
give us one. Man, it's been a couple of days since I watched this.
Bounce Devil goes after Fisk. I think that was probably one of the biggest things.
Daredevil saved Vanessa a lot of times.
He did save Vanessa a lot of times. This episode is super fun.
You know something I was really excited about in this episode and I was wrong about?
What is that?
So, you know, in that final fight scene in Fisk's apartment or whatever?
Yeah.
He, like, gives Vanessa his coat, and they make a big deal out of it. I was like, he's got a magic coat.
I think you were right on that. You mentioned that to me earlier, and I think you were right. I think it was very possibly a bulletproof coat. From previous seasons he has his suits lined with, like, bulletproof material and stuff, and he hands it to Vanessa, and she's like, what about you? And he's like, you keep it.
Yeah.
I think that was a bulletproof coat for sure.
Yeah, I wanted them to tell me I was right.
Oh, yeah. No, I think you were right. You were right for sure.
I'll settle for that.
So, just super clever. The idea of you can't get to Fisk, so you go to the one man who can and convince him to go after Fisk, basically turning Bounce Devil Dex onto all of the enemies. And making him take down all of the security forces so that the real Daredevil can just walk right in.
Right.
That was really clever. super great using like a character who could best Daredevil in many ways, but you like turning him on Fisk just to like.
Was so manipulative. Clear the path. Him.
Yeah.
It was so like this season of Matthew. Like,
yes, he's been very manipulative.
He's been kind of manipulative and kind of emo.
Well, and I love that in this episode he does two things, really. Mm-hmm. There's two major things he does in this episode. That's going after Fisk using Bullseye, mm-hmm. but it's also that he tells Fisk, uses Vanessa against Fisk.
Right.
He learns two pieces of information early in the episode that Julie's been killed by Fisk.
Right.
So he uses that piece of information, and he uses the piece of information that Vanessa ordered the hit on Nadim.
Mm-hmm.
So he can use those two pieces of information. He goes in and has a new plan. The one thing I kind of wish we'd known a little more was that I felt like his plan going in seemed like he was going in to kill Fisk.
Right.
At least it seemed that way.
We hadn't seen the change of heart yet.
Yeah.
I don't think you really see it until he's talking to Fisk.
No, you don't.
And so he like corners him and then...
Well, he even grabs him by the head and screams a la... Man of Steel. I don't know if you remember Man of Steel, mm-mm. the ending. It's a very hotly contested scene where Superman grabs Zod, and Zod is... It's such a weird, like, convoluted scene, but Zod is firing lasers out of his eyes and turning his head toward a small family that's huddled together, like the laser beams are about to cut them. Mm-hmm. Before he can cut them... Superman cracks his neck and breaks his neck. And right before he does it, he screams because he's in pain that he has to, like, kill someone, right. kill the last of his kind, basically. Yeah. So there's a very reminiscent scene of that. Matt Murdock grabs Fisk by the head and screams to the heavens because he wants to kill him so bad. He really thinks it might be the right thing to do, but he stops himself and says, Fisk, you don't get to change who I am.
Yeah.
I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I really loved it so much. It's like giving me chills. That last scene where he pulls his mask off, he says, you'll keep my secret for mm-hmm. Vanessa.
Yeah.
The one scene I've already told you this in conversation, but like the one scene I feel like the show was missing was a scene where Daredevil fully understands the cage that Fisk is in. Because this whole in episode 2, I believe it is, when Fisk is attacked,
mm-hmm.
right before the motorcade attack, he gives this great speech about how no cage could hold him. Any man that's committed enough will get out of any cage you put him in, but the one cage that Fisk cannot escape is love.
Mm-hmm.
That scene is amazing. I love it so much. But it's foreshadowing the fact that that's the only thing that can take Fisk down.
Right.
Is his love for Vanessa is his true weakness. It is his true cage.
I like that. I think it's an interesting choice that they chose to tell us that so early on.
Yeah, for sure.
So it gave the viewers a big piece of information. And
well, it kind of misdirects because they tell us that, but then they still don't give us Vanessa till like episode 12
right.
or 11. So it's a really long time before Vanessa is on the screen. I feel like if she had been on screen, you might have been constantly reinforced that whole idea. But her not being there, let me forget that.
He brings her up so often because everything he does is to get Vanessa back or protect her or something.
Right.
So they remind us frequently.
I guess the idea of her as a cage mm-hmm. kind of leaves my mind. It didn't. I still was. As soon as Matt pulled his mask off and said that, I was like, oh, it's perfect. It's beautiful. Fisk is putting himself in a cage, mm-hmm. a cage made of his love. It's so beautiful.
Right.
It's like beautiful. It's like kind of romantic, you know, for the Fisk character to love Vanessa so much, he happily goes to jail for her right. as long as Daredevil doesn't hurt her and gives her her freedom.
Right. And they ask, I guess later in the conversation, like, well, what if Vanessa gets hit by a bus tomorrow? What do we do?
Right.
That's all we've got. We've just got Vanessa.
Yeah. Vanessa is the thing holding Kingpin in place.
Right. He's taken over everything. He's shown such competence and just pure evil and manipulation and power. Yeah.
And Blake Tower says, we know his game now. He won't be able to manipulate the system again. I'm like, how do you stop him?
I don't know.
How do you stop the way what he did?
Right. There's just so much, and there's so much still left in place.
Yeah.
Like, even though the FBI kind of got, what are they selling, called an enema? Who did someone say that?
I don't know.
Or did you say that?
I didn't say that.
I don't know. So essentially, like, the FBI got an enema, and but he still got all the underworld still there, and like those criminals who were paying him 25%.
I'm guessing they're no longer paying him 25%. Well, yeah. Because they were paying him 25% to.
They weren't taken down, and they've been shown that they can be utilized. So
they can be utilized, but they were being utilized by him because he had the FBI in his pocket. He was able to walk in that room. Like, they were probably his competitors before. Mm-hmm. They were probably people he had to, like, work with or against in the past, but now he controls the FBI, and he's just standing there with all the cards, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, without those cards, they're kind of out of play for him, too.
Yeah. I think they could be reobtained, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But he would have to have a leverage over them again, mm-hmm. and he doesn't have that yet. I feel like if he gets out, he's going to have to kind of start from scratch. But who knows? Who knows what else he has in the works out there? He was able to do that from prison before.
Maybe he's just like another country's government, just on standby.
Yeah.
He's like, okay, America, we're done with this. Let's go to the Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines. Wherever, any other place.
Lots of islands over there.
Yeah. I just think this was a great episode. Great season. Totally, totally on board with this episode as one of the best pieces of Netflix. Like, it's still a little like, let's wrap things up. Let's have the big fight, which, I mean, you have to do, but the fight meant something. Like, mm-hmm. and it was a fun fight. It's like I talked about a couple episodes ago, having like every fight scene feel different. Him running around constantly stopping Bullseye from killing Vanessa.
And it looks, I felt like in the beginning, it looked like he was just saving her because, you know, maybe he didn't know the extent of her involvement or didn't think that she deserved that. And then you realize, like, oh, he's saving him for himself.
That's true. I mean, that's a great point. I didn't think about that, actually. That's really why he's, one of the major reasons he's saving Vanessa. Not only is she a person that he's just tries not to let people die, mm-hmm. but she is the linchpin of his plan.
You gotta keep her.
That is interesting. I didn't think about that. That's great. So every time from the early moments of that scene, that's like almost foreshadowing when he's like saving Vanessa. Even in the ballroom, he throws that microphone at her, mm-hmm. And that's one of the first times. And he stops like the entire time. Bullseye is trying to kill Vanessa because it's like repercussions for killing Julie.
Okay. So, the scene when he had Julie in the car with him.
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, I felt like throwing up.
This is Agent Wynn. He's one of the good ones. Oh. It was so good.
His level of insanity in that moment reminded me of, Zudo.
Danny Zuko.
No.
You know, from Greece. Crazy person.
That guy was crazy. That guy had some issues with women. No, it's in a... Was it in a Marvel show? He's bald. No, it was in a DC show.
Oh, Zaz.
Zaz, thank you.
Yes,
I got the Z. Like, just the, like, kind of, like, insanity. He kind of reminded me of that in that one moment.
I like that. Yeah, no, it reminded me of when he's vacuuming as Daredevil. Like, Bullseye... was a way more entertaining character than I expected him to be. I loved him so much in this.
Yeah. I liked seeing the two Daredevils fighting in the same room. It was fun.
It was super fun. It was super fun and complicated, and there's enough going on to keep my brain interested, and it's all character-based. Like, mm-hmm. this season did better at that than any other season. And like I said, I love Punisher, but Punisher is often just brutality. And I love it. I love the brutality of Punisher. Like, the fight scenes are often just like, all right, Frank Castle has to do the most crazy thing to win this battle. He has to do this like sacrifice his body to destroy other people's bodies, and that's
we're about to see 40 people die brutally.
Yeah,
like, just hold on.
Reminds me of season 2 of Daredevil when we first see that from mm-hmm. him, like in the jail cell when he kills mm-hmm. all those people. It's amazing. Yeah. But Daredevil's fight scenes in this season are all so character driven. Mm-hmm. I just love it. I can't say enough about how good this season was and these episodes were. So what else we haven't touched on?
We haven't touched on the end even a little bit.
No, not at all.
The for real end.
A new napkin.
The reason.
The reason it's called a new napkin.
Yeah.
So they're starting an investigation firm.
Yeah.
Investigation lawyering.
And they let Karen be a partner.
I love it.
Oh, guys.
She deserved it. She is
great.
Proven herself.
Man, she was such a badass this season. She was not a flower. No longer is Karen a flower.
Not at all. And she never was. And it's so sad. She is so sad that they know that about her now.
Right.
There was a moment where she says, he says he's glad she told him. And she says, I couldn't keep up that lie forever. And it was like the lie she's talking about is the lie that she's an innocent person. Mm-hmm. And that she's almost like, she feels like her value is diminished by the truth. Yeah. And that's super sad. Even in that happy, happy, like Thanksgiving moment or like whatever, it felt like, I think you said it felt like a Christmas special at the end.
It did feel like a Christmas special at the end, which I'm not going to say is a bad thing because I love me a crappy Christmas special.
You love a crappy Christmas movie.
I do.
You read an article titled to me that said something like 32 Hallmark Christmas movies coming out this year, and you were like, I have my Christmas plans.
I know it's not quality. I don't care.
Yeah. No, you do you. It's great. Even in that very happy ending, having her... that note of her innocence being lost. And it's not even her real innocence, like her perceived innocence. And there's that scene where Fisk talks to Vanessa and says he doesn't know if he loves her. He doesn't know if it's just the feeling of a vain man who loves the way she looks at him.
Oh, yeah.
Loves the way he perceives her.
Wow,
and
that
like
was great.
That's mirrored in Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think she loves Matt. In some ways, I think that she has a lot of affection for Matt, but like part of the love she had for him and Foggy
was the way they saw her,
and she's lost that now.
Oh, I think one scene that shows us that is they're all in their sort of secret lair, and she's about to head out, and she says something. Gosh, I'm gonna misquote this so badly, but says something about like, well, don't tell me to be careful, but it's not a tone of like, I can take care of myself. It's almost like she's sad that Matt's, and he says something back to her along the lines of like, well, you don't need me to. And then as she's almost out the door, he says, but do be careful.
Right.
Or something. So it's almost like now they have to get used to this new relationship they have where everyone knows that Karen is very capable and definitely not a flower. And Karen's getting used to not being the flower, and they're used to getting used to her not being the flower.
Yeah, I love that change in the character's view of the female character, and I don't know, it's like an awakening of realizing she has power and agency, and she's not just this character to be, I don't know, she's not just a damsel.
Mm-hmm.
And we've known she's not just a damsel, and we've known she's smart. But this season, really, they highlighted, at least to the other characters, that she also has power and darkness and
complexity, for sure.
Yeah, complexity that...
And she's a partner now, you know?
It's
like,
great.
Not just, like, on the napkin or the thing. She's one of them. She's in it.
They're all in it. Like, according to the show, Karen just found out he's Daredevil, like, mm-hmm. the end of last season. So this mm-hmm. season has been the first time we've really seen them wrestling with that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's fully been brought into the club.
Yeah.
And Foggy has been brought into the club more so as well. And, like, I don't know. We're just getting our little Scooby team together.
Yeah.
A la Buffy. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, it was good. I want more.
Me too. Bullseye looks like he might be getting some sort of superpowers.
For sure. They have. So it looks like he might have been paralyzed for some reason.
Oh, you don't really remember the reason?
No.
Fisk picks him up and cracks his back on the corner of a brick wall. Ooh, it's really... He picks him up, like, one hand on his legs, one hand on his, like, shoulder, and just slams him full force, breaks him in half on the wall.
Gotcha. Yeah, because yeah, I remember the police come in and he says, I can't move.
I can't move. And then they're giving him some surgery, and the doctors are working on him real hard, and they just showed his eyes with those little bull's eyes in his eyes. And I don't know what that means. We already know he's, like, brain broke. He has all this skill, and now something is going to happen with his spine that might give him a little extra heads up next time in the fight.
Yeah. I'm glad we're not losing him.
We didn't lose any of our big bads. I love when we don't lose our big bads.
I know. I'm like, I don't care that they weren't, like, fully defeated. Mortally defeated.
I love when they're not mortally defeated because it means they can come back and have all the more complexity for having a past, you know? So often in these seasons, they throw away the villain, and I'm like, boo! Keep them in here. Mm-hmm. So any other big moments you want to talk about in this episode?
No, I do want to talk about this moment that happened on some other episode.
Oh, yeah.
When they're going down into the church, and so Matthew's with Karen, and he passes over a threshold, and he does, like, the sign of the cross. He stops. I thought that was a big moment that we didn't talk about.
Huh.
No?
I guess I didn't see it. Or maybe I did it in the moment. But, yeah, he's definitely...
He's wrestled so much with his religion and his place in the world, and... Like, how much does he value that? And it's been a part of his past in so many ways. The church raised him, but he also bought in hard to the religion of it. And, you know?
Yeah. Oh, and a lot of that is losing Father Lantham. Mm-hmm. And losing Father Lantham, that funeral scene, I don't know how we haven't touched on that yet. The funeral scene was amazing. I don't know if you probably don't know this. In the comics, Daredevil is known as the Man Without Fear. Mm-mm. That's like a nickname for Daredevil, is the Man Without Fear. And so he gave this big speech about how Father Lantham gave him the ability to understand and conquer his own fears. Mm-hmm. And he says to become a man without fear. And it was like, it was Daredevil acknowledging Father Lantham as the huge part of his origin story that he is.
Yeah.
It was such a great eulogy. I loved it.
That was good. There's so many good moments. I look forward to hearing all the feedback.
Me too.
Because I know we missed so much.
Sure.
Even though we talked about a lot, I know there's so many things we missed, and I'm looking forward to hearing people bring it up and listening to their comments. And
absolutely. We need to have you back on the feedback episode, which we should be doing in the next couple of days.
Yeah.
As soon as Jeff catches up, we are going to do a feedback episode this week.
Jeff! We should have just mocked him a little bit in every episode.
I think we did. I think we did most episodes. We mocked him a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, I'm mostly mocking Jeff when he's not around, whether we're on the mic or not.
Poor Jeff.
I remember one of the things I was going to say. Last episode, we were talking about Vanessa in the control center, fully kind of becoming her female version of Kingpin.
Yeah.
And ordering the hit on Nadine. We talked about how she was a bad influence on Fisk and all this stuff, and we were talking about that. We didn't realize at the time that was the moment she made her fatal mistake.
Yeah.
Like, if she'd never done that, there would have been nothing for Daredevil to hold over. It's just interesting.
She continued to be unstoppable.
Yeah.
I want to see her be the next major villain. So she's got a bone to pick with Daredevil now.
For sure. It would be interesting to see what she could do.
Or if she just takes over. Like, maybe she wasn't as fond of Fisk as she made us believe. And, like, it was her major move.
I'm interested to see what she'll do. Because, obviously, it'd be weird if she does become, sort of a villain of sorts. Because Daredevil won't be able to touch her without releasing Fisk into the world. So, like, she has to have her freedom. So it's almost like she has this weird, like, Daredevil immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the point that Daredevil would probably want to save her if someone else was after her. Like say the Punisher went after Vanessa because right. she did some bad shit. And Daredevil has to make the decision that, like, do I stop the Punisher? Well, first off, I always stop the Punisher because he's out killing people, but, like, I have to stop the Punisher from even sending her to jail because it'll release Fisk, or it'll ruin my deal with Fisk. So in a weird way, Daredevil now has to protect her, not only to keep Fisk in jail, but also to protect his identity. It's crazy.
So crazy.
I love how complex the situation is.
One more. So what's the next one, since you keep up and I don't?
Oh, what's the next show?
Yeah.
I believe Punisher.
Oh.
I want to say Punisher's in November.
I do love me some Punisher.
Which is like weeks from now. Hold on.
It's like next week.
I gotta...
No, is it this week? It's this week. I'm excited. I have so much to catch up on. I still have two episodes of Luke Cage and all of the episodes of Iron Fist.
Okay, Punisher comes out December 12th.
Oh, that gives me time. Man, I'm excited.
Me too.
I do love Punisher a lot.
I'm excited because Daredevil is in a place where they could easily cross it over. They barely mentioned the other heroes this time. Yeah. They mentioned Jessica Jones once.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved the mention of Jessica Jones. It's in like the last seconds of the season. It's like they jab Jessica one quick time. It's like, we had an entire 13 episodes, but in this last 30 seconds, let me just say, Jessica Jones is not stable. You're way more stable than Jessica Jones.
That was great.
It was really great.
But they didn't mention Luke or Iron Fist that I...
Nope, not at all.
I can think of.
I don't think they did. And which is interesting because... Daredevil told Iron Fist to protect his city, and Iron Fist was left with this burden of protecting Matt's city, and now Daredevil Daredevil didn't mention him. It shows how one-sided that relationship is. All right, I think that's about all for tonight, but we will be back very soon with a full feedback roundup from this season. So if you have any feedback you want to give us, send it in. You can hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. Leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. So send in feedback any of those places, and we will do a big old Daredevil feedback episode doing the entire season all at once. So get those in. So we have something to talk about. Otherwise, it'll be a very short episode. I'm just kidding. I'm sure we've already got a bunch, and I'm sure it'll be fine. But the more we get, the better. You guys, I'm sure, noticed lots of things, as Alyssa so pointedly pointed out, that we probably missed stuff, and you guys probably saw stuff we didn't see. So please let us know.
I'm excited to hear all the things that I missed.
Me too. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, if you want to support the cast, go to patreon.com/mcucast. Have a good night. Until next time, true believers.